B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa, the Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
Hey, so what are your thoughts on the shelter in place? Do you think we should just do everybody stay in your house unless you actually have to leave?
I mean, for all intents and purposes, that's what the governor did yesterday, and we need to be really, really, really vigilant on this and disciplined on this. You know, if we just stay in our house, stay in around our house, if you go for a walk and you keep social distancing and for the next 2 weeks, if we can do this, we would actually see a dramatic drop in the numbers of positive cases for coronavirus. And the more we continue to gather and the more we continue to have people over our house just to hang around, and the more we continue to gather in larger groups, the more this is going to spread. And I think that, you know, that we just need to be very, 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 very vigilant on this and respect each other.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think I feel like what everyone's doing, though, they're slowly taking things away. I think that what we should do is just say, hey, listen, for the next 8 weeks, no one leave the house unless it's absolutely essential that you have to. And then it's better, I think, to do that and then maybe 5 or 6 weeks in go, you know what? OK, let's start loosening things up as opposed to tightening it up slowly every couple of weeks.
Yeah, obviously we've got to keep our pharmacies and grocery stores and takeouts open so people can have a little bit of normalcy, allow people to go for a walk. You just need to have that to get exercise. But that would make the biggest impact on our society right now. We're seeing these numbers, kind of every day inch up a little more and more cases. We're at 777 in the state. We're at 133 in Boston. Those numbers over the next couple of days are going to get bigger because more tests have come on board. Mm-hmm. We're really not going to be able to see how we're doing with all of the shutting of things down over the last 2 weeks until about a week from now when we get accuracy on these more tests happening. And the goal here is really to flatten this curve, to get to kind of the peak of where we want to do. And then once that comes, let's assume we start to see our cases decline a little bit. That means we still need to stay home until for a few more weeks until we beat that. We don't want a rebound of an incline. Listening to all the experts and talking to people or hearing people talk about what happened in China and what happened in Hong Kong and what happened in Italy, that's what they didn't do. They didn't get ahead of it quick enough. And we have an opportunity still here in Boston and Massachusetts to do that.
Yeah, I agree. And by the way, for all the young people who are listening, I subscribe to the Boston COVID thing.
Yeah, me too. The text.
The text that gives you updates on stuff. If you think you're young and you're immune to this, the number of 20 to 29-year-olds that have tested positive for corona in Massachusetts is just as high or higher than the 60 to 69-year-olds mm-hmm. and the over 70-year-olds,
right.
Just so you know.
Mm-hmm. And you're also putting older people at risk. Mm-hmm. So there's a stat last night, the teenagers, the numbers aren't as high, but that doesn't mean that you can't be a carrier. And that means that you can't hurt someone else. And you can bring the coronavirus into a house. You can bring the coronavirus into your grandmother or grandfather or older resident. And they're at very high risks. If they get the coronavirus, are having very serious health conditions. So those are the things that we have to be very cognizant of.
Do you have anybody, you know, calling up your office or when they see you complaining about the restrictions that we have now?
No, nobody's complained the last couple of weeks. I think the first couple of things we did, the parade and then considering shutting down the marathon before we made the decision, a lot of people like thinking it was overkill. And now everyone realizes how serious this is. I mean, when you think about every major sports league is canceled, every major event is canceled, every event is canceled. They're talking about now postponing the Olympics. Mm-hmm. This is a serious worldwide pandemic mm-hmm. that we have to continue to take serious. And yesterday, the president's comments concerned me because people need to continue to take this serious. People are dying and people are losing their life. And here in Massachusetts, we have 9, and that number is going to go up. And having the president make statements like he did yesterday were irresponsible. And I'm hoping today, after he had a good night's sleep, he wakes up and has a different opinion.
Jesus.
But we'll see what happens.
I'm curious as to, because we're still getting a lot of questions from people about what's considered essential and non-essential. I just had someone message us asking about car dealerships. Supposedly, their car dealership is staying open. So, like, it, what's, and by the way, the decision to keep the liquor stores open as essential.
Bravo.
Bravo, for sure. But no, there are a lot of people that are still asking. So if you can give a quick rundown of...
The governor has a list. I'm looking for it right now, quickly in front of me. But basically, what the governor said yesterday, and what I'm suggesting today, is that everyone should be working from home unless it's an emergency situation. Obviously, our medical facilities need to stay open. We're asking people that when you go shopping, if you go to the supermarket, which is essential, practice social distancing. Don't be on top of each other. Many supermarkets are limiting now the number of people that can go in there.
Good.
If you go to pharmacies, same thing. If you go to CVS or wherever you're going, Walgreens, when you're going in there, practice social distancing. If it's overcrowded, wait outside until you go to go in there. You can catch the virus. All of that stuff is important. Making sure that if you're doing takeout, some restaurants are having success with takeout and some aren't doing as well. But try and if we support our local restaurants, make your order and wait outside until your food is ready and have them bring it out to you. I shut construction down in Boston, and on the list, in some places, construction is still moving forward. Construction in Boston on projects is still closed down, except for emergency work that has to happen. So, adhere to that order. We're sending out inspectors to shut jobs down. If there one job was open that we saw yesterday, we're going to shut jobs down today. We made that rule, and the jobs are shut down. Again, using common sense, I think today is the wrong time to go buy a car. I've asked real estate agents to stop showing property in person. Just do it on the phone. People obviously need to find apartments, things like that. This is not the right time to buy a home. All of this stuff, I think a lot of it, again, is using what you would, I would expect, is people's common sense, because you don't want to get this virus.
Right. Absolutely. Okay. It starts at noon today and it goes until April 7th for now. Mr. Mayor, I know you're busy, but thank you so much for joining us once again.
Thanks, guys.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.